This morning I'm going to be reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1 to 11. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end.
Okay, thank you, Jack, for reading God's word to us this morning. Thank you to Jimmy and Chloe and John for leading us in prayer. I really appreciate the involvement of so many people in our worship this morning. Boys and girls, I'm going to say a few things that you might be familiar hearing at home or maybe elsewhere. And what I'd like you to do is to audibly give me your response when you hear these kinds of phrases. So if it's a good thing, I want you possibly to cheer. And maybe if it's a bad thing, maybe you want to boo or groan or something like that. Could you do that?
Yes.
Right, so let's give me a practice here. So it's a good thing. And if it's a bad thing. Brilliant, really good. It's almost pantomime season and you're getting there. So I'm going to say a few phrases and you can give me your reaction. Maybe your mum or your dad calls up the stairs. It's dessert time. Or maybe there's an advert comes on TV and it says, it won't be long until it's Christmas time. Yay! Or your teacher says at the end of the day, it's time to put your coat on. Yay! Or what about when your team's winning? This is not didn't happen to me yesterday, my team lost it. But what about when your team is winning and the referee blows the whistle for full time?
Yay!
What about then these kind of phrases? Okay, it's bedtime. or maybe you've heard somebody say, right, that's your screen time used up for today. Or time to get up. Or your friends around at your house and that someone says, it's time to go home. No, you're not. Or maybe here's a brilliant one. You know, when you're on holiday and you're walking past somewhere and there's a ride that you really want to go on, but there's a really long queue, and your mum or dad say, "We'll do that the next time." Or a queue for an ice cream shop, and you say, "We'll go there another time." Or your teacher says, "This is not the time for talking." My teacher had to say that to me all the time. You see, there are certain times for things. There's time for dessert, and there's time for bed, and there's time to go home, and there's time to put your coat on, and there's loads of times that we have to live through in life, and some of the times are good, and some of the times are bad. And in the Bible, we hear a lot about time. You think even of the first few words of Scripture. Anybody know what the first couple of words are? Maybe just the first three, four, five words? Go ahead.
In the beginning, God.
So this means that before there was anything, before there was a beginning, God existed. Before the beginning of time. So time is something that God created. In the beginning, God. Long before anything existed, God was there. He didn't need any help. He didn't need anyone to create him or make him. He's uncreated and his timing is perfect. And in 1 Peter chapter 5 it says this, "Humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand that he may lift you up in due time." God has timing and there's a right time for everything. God is a person who decides the best time. And sometimes we get impatient. Sometimes we want it now. I want my dessert now. Oh, my Christmas presents now, so you unwrap them in November. But there's a perfect time for everything. And the Bible says, while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. God has perfect timing. And he always gets it right. Sometimes, you know, as we think about what Jack said there, read from Scripture, it said, there is a time, perfect time for everything. It says there's a time to plant and a time to tear up and a time to gather stones and a time to scatter stones. And it says there's a time to love and a time to hate. You think, really? In the Bible it tells us there's a time to hate. Wonder when would be the right time to hate.
When
is your money on his quarter? Well, no. Be the right time to hate. You see, we think, don't we, that God calls us to love, and he does call us to love, but there are things that God hates. God hates people being oppressed or mistreated, and so it's okay for us to hate that other people are being mistreated around the world. It's okay and it's right that we should hate that there are people in our world who are hungry or cold. And so there is a time to hate. You maybe see images on your TV screen of a war going on in Ukraine, and it's okay to hate that God's people, the world that he has made, is being destroyed by war because he hates that too. Maybe there's a disease that's impacting someone in your family and you hate that disease and what it's doing, and that's okay. There's a time to hate. He has made everything beautiful in its time. And then the Bible says, he's put eternity in our hearts. You see that jigsaw puzzle? What's the problem with the jigsaw puzzle that you see on screen? Anybody see a problem with it? There's a piece missing. And when God made us, he placed within us a space that only he can fill. It means that we are hungry and thirsty for God. All of us inside the church and outside of the church, your friends in school who don't go to church, have this hunger for God and a longing for him that only he can satisfy. That's what it means when it says God has put eternity into a man's heart. He's put a space in you that nothing else can satisfy, because you see, God lasts forever. And everything you have and own and every person you interact with, every person you're friends with, they have a beginning and an end, but we have a forever longing, a thirst for God that only he can fill. We have time all around us. So here's the clock that's in our kitchen, and it's on the wall, and we're pointing at it all the time, saying, you need to eat up your breakfast because you're going to be late for school. Once that hand goes round, then that's it. And if you don't eat it up, then I'm going to be doing your hair for school this morning. That's the threat that happens in our house, that I will be responsible for doing your hair. Right? Isn't that right, Rosa?
Yeah. That's a
good motivating tool to eat your breakfast up. If you don't eat up in time, mommy's not doing your hair, I'm going to do your hair. And that would not be a good thing. So there's time that's on the kitchen wall and says, you know, you need to keep going because time is ticking by. So there's time that's actually going. And then an alarm clock went off during the prayer. Jimmy, I'm really sorry about that terrible noise. I was going to try and see if I could play it, but you've already heard it. You know that terrible noise that you hear first thing in the morning? It alerts you to say, it's time to get up. And there's times that maybe we feel that time is closing in on us. Right, I need to get up. I need to eat my breakfast. I need to go. But there's also good times. I'm going to show you one of my good times. This is when I did Dublin Marathon. And I got the time framed because I ran under 4 hours. I was really pleased with myself. So I have that hanging on the wall. I say, do you remember that time? I couldn't do it now, but it's a time that I look back to and think, wow, I beat the clock. I got under 4 hours and was so pleased with myself. And I have a watch that tells me the time when I'm running, when I'm actually going. It'll beep at me and say, you know, completed a mile and this is how quickly you've done it. But these are all start and end. And the Bible says that there is eternity forever and ever and ever and ever, unending desire in us that cannot be satisfied by anything else other than God. Imagine I got my mobile phone out and got the charging lead and took it out onto the grass out the front of the church and just plugged it into the grass. Do you think my phone would charge? No. No, because what do you need to charge a phone? You need electricity. So it's meant to run on electricity to charge it. What if my car ran out of diesel and I just got 2 liters of milk and just poured it into the car? Do you think that would work?
Yeah.
That'd be a bad idea. Don't try that. No, don't try that. Because a car runs on either diesel or petrol, or it might run on electric. You might charge your car. What, imagine if I got my laptop out and got the charging lead and just plugged it into the, filled the bath up and just plugged it into the bath. Terrible idea. Because that's not what those things are designed to run on. And in the Bible, we are told that we were made to run on God. He's the one who powers us. He's the one who fuels us. He's the one that we long for inside. I wonder, have you ever seen this image before on the next slide? Do you know where this is? Anybody seen this lion? Yeah, in C.S. Lewis Square in East Belfast. One of our authors from Northern Ireland, famous man from Belfast. He wrote The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and Chronicles of Narnia. It's really famous. And he said this: God made us as a man invents an engine. A car is made to run on petrol and it would not run properly on anything else. Now God designed the human machine to run on himself. He himself is the fuel our spirits were designed to burn, or the food our spirits were designed to feed on. There is no other. And that's why it's just no good asking God to make us happy in our own way without bothering about religion. God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from himself, because it's not there. God has made you to run on him. He's put eternity in your heart and he wants you to know him. I hope, boys and girls, mums and dads, everyone who's here this morning, that you are aware of that longing in your heart. You don't like it when good things end. You don't like it when good stuff comes to an end. And God has placed that desire in you. That disappointment when a good thing ends is a God-given thing to awaken you to the desire for eternity, where good things will never end because you will be in the presence of God. Blessed are those who mourn, Jesus says, for they shall be comforted. It's a good thing to grieve because it shows us we don't like it when a good thing comes to an end. You were made for eternity. And there is life here in the person of Jesus Christ. There is life available for eternity. Everlasting life that is available only in Jesus. Just as I finish, a man named Charles Bridges once said, "I found more in Christ than I ever expected to want." He will satisfy your longings for eternity. He will be with you. And he's promised to be with us always, even to the very end of the age. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to continue in worship this morning. Let's take a moment to pray. Father in heaven, we bless you that you made us for yourself, that we were made for you, that there is a purpose and a point to our lives. We want to say that we're sorry for the ways in which we have sought and looked for life outside of you. And we pray that we would know you in the week ahead. Help us, Lord God, to be aware of the times when we're sad, when good things end. That these will be the times that awaken us and alert us to the fact that we were made for eternity. That this dissatisfaction that we feel is God-given, because deep within us is the desire for everlasting life. And Jesus says, come to me that you might have life. I have come that you might have life, and life in all its fullness. Lord, we long for the life that Jesus alone gives. And we pray that we would know him in the week ahead. Amen.
We stand together to sing.